You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Ohio Business Machines, OBM, they're the peeps. You know it. If you've got copier needs, that's who you call. They're the preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns. Call 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today. And we're excited now to go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline and welcome in Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. Warren, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. How are you guys doing there?
We're doing great. It's always great to have you on. Let's start with something that quarterbacks know a little something about, I would imagine. Your take on what happened with Tom Brady and Deflategate.
You know, it's a very unfortunate situation, first of all, because we know what Tom's reputation has been in this league. He's been a winner. He's been a class act throughout his career. Whenever you're on the top of the mountain like the New England Patriots are, and then you've had some history of some wrongdoing, like with the Spygate thing a few years ago, people are going to come after you if there's anything that looks questionable. And right now, this whole Deflategate thing has a lot of legs to it. There's nothing definitive. There's a lot of circumstantial evidence. But, you know, Tom had to know something about what was going on with those balls, because every quarterback wants to know what kind of condition the balls are going to be in before you go into a ball game. I was the same way. I wasn't that particular about it, but I definitely wanted to know which balls were going to be used. I think I let our kickers take more of a responsibility of that, because I felt like they needed to have the balls the way they wanted them just as much as I did. So, the quarterback does have knowledge of that, and the equipment guys have knowledge of that, because they're the ones responsible for them. So we'll just have to wait and see how this whole thing shakes out. But there's no question Tom had to know something about what was going on, because those guys wouldn't just deflate the balls on purpose. They're only going to do it because they're told to do it.
Warren, how do you feel this affects Tom Brady's legacy? Four-time Super Bowl champion, you know, he'll be a future Hall of Famer. How do you think it affects his career right now, moving forward with a few more years left in his tank?
Well, I don't think you can take anything away from the things he's accomplished, but it does make people look at him a little bit differently, I'm sure, as far as how far back this maybe has been going on, and what other things maybe has he done or the Patriots done to try and get a competitive advantage. So we live in a very cynical society, and people are going to try and tear you down, especially when you're on top. So people are going to look at him a little bit differently than they did before this whole thing came out. There's no question about it, but he's still an amazing football player, one of the best quarterbacks to play of all time. And I don't think he really needed to do this in order to still be the player that he is.
Warren, where do you put this on the scale of, would you say this is a bigger transgression than someone, you know, testing positive for steroids, a lesser transgression? How big of a deal is this? Let's say he is guilty, and it certainly looks like he's guilty of something. How big of a transgression is it?
You know, all those things that you mentioned are very big, but they don't affect the game. And I think this affects the outcome of a football game, or it could affect the outcome of a football game, because if it gives you a competitive advantage in a game, then that's messing with the integrity of the NFL, and the league is really big on the integrity of the game as far as the rules being played correctly. Some of the things that happen off the field, there's no question those things are important and should be penalized, but this is something that could affect the game and affect an outcome, and that's why it should be dealt with that way.
Well, theoretically, though, if someone's on steroids, you know, that could affect the outcome of the game as well, no?
Well, it all depends. I mean, some guys get on steroids because it just makes them an average player, but most of the guys that take steroids are the big guys up front. You know, they don't really affect the stats of the game very much. We're talking about wide receivers and running backs and quarterbacks, the ones that really affect the game, and those are the guys that usually aren't the ones taking steroids. So I don't think steroids is as big a deal in football as it is in other sports like baseball.
When, you know, from your time in the league, and we're talking with Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, how common was it for there to be a lot of kind of, not necessarily, I wouldn't say tampering is the right word, but customization of the football that may or may not have been within the rules for quarterbacks?
See, we had a little bit more leeway back in the day when I played, and then all of a sudden the rules got changed to where I think the officials were the only ones that could keep the footballs, and then I think some of the quarterbacks lobbied to get back to where they could start to doctor the balls up a little bit, and it's back to that, and I think Tom was one of the guys who was leading that lobbying to do it. But the balls still have to go through an inspection even after they're doctored up by the equipment guys, to make sure that they pass the test. And if those balls were doctored up after that inspection, that's where I think the violation comes in, because even if they deflated the balls and the officials checked the balls and saw that they were deflated, they would know that going into the game. But once those balls go through the inspection of the officials, now they go back into the hands of the equipment guys, and maybe that's when the deflation happened during that time, and that's where the penalty occurred, I think. So that's where the big penalty is right there, that you can't do that to those slip balls after the officials already checked them.
Do you think he should be suspended?
You know, I don't know what the proper punishment is, but if you look at the history of other punishments, I mean, just look at your general manager. He gets 4 games for texting, and I don't think that had a whole lot to do with the outcome of a football game, but the league looked at it as breaking the rules. So this is something that might be a little bit bigger than what that texting situation was. So.
Right.
Yeah, if they stay in line with what they've been doing, they're probably going to be a suspension if they feel like he's guilty.
Warren, I'm going to change gears to something a little bit more positive and talk about the two young men drafted first and second overall in the 2015 NFL draft. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, you're a Hall of Fame quarterback. Just talk to me about both guys and how you think they're going to have success in the National Football League.
Well, I think one guy in Jameis Winston, he's probably as pro-ready as any quarterback is coming into the league. And that still doesn't say you're ready to play day one, but I think he's a little bit further ahead only because of the offense that he ran in college, how many big football games he played in college, the type of throws that he knows how to make. He's a very intelligent guy as far as picking up offenses and things like that. So he's a guy that's going to be asked to play day one, and whether he's going to be ready or not, I'm not sure, but he's as ready as any quarterback that was in this year's draft. And Tampa Bay needed a quarterback, so they went ahead and drafted him number one overall. He does have good talent around him, which is something that's going to help any young player they drafted on the offensive line. He has two big outside wide receivers that make his job a little bit easier. So I think he's going to be okay to start the season if they don't put too much on his plate as far as the way they call the game. Marcus Mariota is probably a little bit further away, but a tremendous athlete and a tremendous person. I think if they incorporate some of the things that he did in college to kind of help make the transition a little bit easier for him, I think it'll really help him to go along with what they already do. But I think he'll be a good player down the road, but it's going to take him just a little bit more time.
Warren, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Thanks for weighing in there on a very interesting situation developing with Mr. Tom Brady. Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Enjoy your weekend.
Hey, thanks, guys. You do the same. Take care.
All right. The great Warren Moon with us. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we're going to get into the Browns rookie class. Tight end Randall Telford joins us live in studio. We will talk to him right after this.